Hundreds of people rallied at Utah's state capitol over the weekend to show their support for President Barack Obama's signature health care law. The rally was one of several around the country.
Our specific focus for this event was to send a message to our congressional delegation that it's irresponsible and dangerous to repeal the existing Affordable Care Act without first proposing implementing a adequate replacement plan.
That's Stacy Stanford, the organizer of the rally. In 2010, she lost her job and her health care coverage after a car accident. The Affordable Care Act was the only proposal that gave her eligibility for health care.
It was important to me to make sure that it wasn't just to stand around and shout into the void rally. You know, we gave actionable steps that the people there could take. You know, I had a list of phone numbers for our local congressional representatives and senators, and the crowd that was there lined up in front of those signs to take pictures and write down phone numbers. And hopefully that means they weren't just there to hold signs and they're going to go home and take action.
The law delivers health coverage to about 20 million people nationwide, but is saddled with problems such as rapidly rising premiums and large copayments. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to repeal and replace the law.
This isn't just partisan rhetoric or hyperbole. These are lives at stake. These are Republican lives at stake. These are Democratic lives at stake. This isn't a partisan issue. Sickness and disability doesn't discriminate.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Stilson.